Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today I'm gonna talk to you a little bit about a great announcement that happened this week, an awesome partnership announcement between Microsoft and Red Hat. And so this announcement really is a response to a lot of customer requests that we've had for sort of the two companies and products to come together, and it's really, really fantastic. I'd like to break it down sort of in three big parts. The first one is really sort of an enterprise-grade perspective, and this is really focused on some of the joint support offerings that we're announcing and offering as part of this partnership. We're going to actually have co-located support folks working together on customer issues that span the range between sort of Red Hat and Microsoft. And so when you're running solutions that combine products from both, we'll end up having those engineers working hand-in-hand to deliver sort of the best possible support that customers will want, which is fantastic. It's really exciting. The other one, of course, is hybrid. You know, both of the companies are very focused on the hybrid offerings that we have. Both companies have solutions that span both cloud and on-premises, and we're bringing a lot of those solutions together. Obviously part of this is the expectation, of course, that just, you know, Red Hat runs Red Hat Enterprise Linux. Running out of space here, runs on top of Azure. But also, we actually announced a Windows Server running as part of the Red Hat virtualization stack, as well as running in Red Hat OpenStack. And so bringing sort of server to that is another big part of the hybrid story. And of course, the support for CloudForms, which is a Red Hat management suite to be able to run both on top of System Center, you're running out of space here, System Center, and run on top of Azure. And so a really great hybrid story, bringing all these different components together in a really, really exciting way. And then the next one is sort of next generation apps. And what this is really all about, both Red Hat and Microsoft have been really sort of strong proponents, doing a lot of innovation around the container movement. The bringing together of these two companies and sort of the work that we're doing, bringing .NET to solutions like OpenShift and being able to offer those types of solutions then on top of Azure, very exciting aspects of sort of bringing this next generation of application development into the cloud and into containers. And sort of the trusted containers that Red Hat has been building. And so it's a really exciting partnership. We're really passionate about sort of bringing all these things together and really just making it a lot easier to do these types of solutions pretty much anywhere you want to do them. And so hopefully you're as excited as I am about this overall offer. I've got my hat here. Okay, and I can put that on. And we'll close with that, but does it look okay? Okay. And we'll close with that. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this. The last thing I'll say is if you've got any questions, # or # AzureTWC, and you can send me questions, and we will make sure to integrate those, either answers into the blog or integrate them into the next session. So thank you so much for your time, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, I'm recording. I'm good. How am I supposed to hear this? You have to hear the clap. That is.
Alrighty, there it is.
You seem on edge today.
Who, me?
kind of jumpy.
What do you mean? I'm like hilarious today.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
I wasn't catching.
Alright, you ready?
Done.
Alright. We're good. You ready? All right. But also, Azure being a part of the CCSP, that's not right. That was right. That is right. We may have to edit that. Are we gonna edit that? We'll see if we edit it. Okay. Damn it. I'm gonna start a little bit earlier. I know how Camtasia works now, so I know what you can do. All right, you ready? All right. I'll just start from the beginning. All right.